Greetings, friends. If you've been with us for any period of time, you know that we're right in the midst of discussing the identity of the future abomination of desolation. And speaking of being in the midst of something, in Daniel chapter 9, verse 27, it says, "And he shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the offering to cease." Now this is a very, very interesting statement. And what is the understanding of it? Well, to understand it, let's back up a little bit to Daniel chapter 9 and verses 25 through 26. This is Daniel chapter 9 and verses 25 through 26. It says, "Know therefore and understand that from the going out of the command to restore and build Jerusalem to Messiah the Prince, there shall be 7 weeks and then 62 weeks. Now, what does this mean? Well, as it says, from the going forth of the command to restore and build Jerusalem, that occurred in 452 BC. There was a command that went out to restore and build Jerusalem. That occurred in 452 BC. It says, from that time to the time when Messiah the Prince would be cut off or crucified, it would be a period of 7 weeks plus 62 weeks. That's a period of 69 weeks. That period of 69 weeks ended in 31 AD. How do we know this? Well, if you take the day for a year principle, 69 weeks is 483 days. If you take one day and equate it to 1 year, this means that this occurred over a period of 483 days. You might be asking the question, well, how can you just say that 483 days equals 483 years? Well, it's based on Ezekiel chapter 4 and verse 6. If you go and read Ezekiel chapter 4 and verse 6, God is the one who decided to use a day for a year principle. And then as we do a simple perusing of history, we can prove that this 483 days was 483 years, because indeed in 452 BC a decree was made to go forth. The Jews were sent forth out of Babylon to go and restore and to build Jerusalem in Israel. That was in 452 BC. If you add, because you have to add, if you add 483 years to 452 BC, then you are going to get to 31 AD. Because remember, 452 BC, you have to count down. It'd be 452, then 451, then 450, all the way till you get to 1 BC, then you go to 1 AD. 483 years from 452 BC brings you to 31 AD. And that is indeed the exact year when our Messiah was cut off. Now, again, if you're struggling with some of these numbers, the way we come up with 483 days in the first place is it says that 7 weeks and 62 weeks, that's 69 weeks. If you take 69 and understand that there are 7 days in the weeks, that means that there's 69 weeks, 69 times 7, because there's 7 days in a week, 69 times 7 equals 483. So indeed, it was 483 days or 483 years. And so it says, I'm going to start this and read this again. It's key that you understand this. "Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the command to restore and build Jerusalem," which occurred in 452 BC, "until Messiah the Prince," and that means when Messiah the Prince was cut off, crucified, "there shall be 7 weeks and then 62 more weeks, which equals 69 weeks, which is 483 days. A day for a year principle, as it says in Ezekiel 4 verse 6, means that it's 483 years. And it says, "The street shall be built again, and the wall, even in times of affliction. And that's what happened as the Jews returned to Israel to rebuild the walls around Jerusalem and to rebuild the temple. They encountered much opposition. So it says here, after the 62-week period, Messiah shall be cut off. That occurred in 31 AD. Perfect fulfillment of 483 years. So these weeks then have to do with years. That's the whole point there, that these weeks have to do with years. Now, earlier, which we didn't read this, but earlier, God revealed to Daniel that the total period of time that God was speaking of would be 70 weeks, but only 69 weeks are accounted for from the decree to go and build Jerusalem to the time when Christ was crucified. Only 69 weeks were used up. So there's one more week left. Now this next part, this is in Daniel chapter 27, or actually in verse 26 here. This part does not refer to Christ anymore, because it says that Christ was cut off, but not for himself. In verse 26 here, this part switches to Titus, and we went over this in previous programs, so I hope you have a chance to go back and review that. But it talks about Titus here when it says, "And the people of the prince who shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end of it shall be with a flood, and ruins are determined, even to the end there shall be war." Now dropping down to verse 27 of Daniel chapter 9, it says, "And he," now this is not speaking of Titus, this now jumps forward to the future person who will destroy the city and the sanctuary, because Titus destroyed the second temple. This was Herod's temple. He destroyed the second temple. This in verse 27 is talking about this new person who will destroy the third temple. It says, "And he," and this is speaking of the king of the north. Again, we covered this in the previous program. "He," the king of the north, "shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week." This is that last week out of the 70 weeks. This is the 70th week. "He shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week." That means for 7 years. Notice the next part, though. "And in the midst of the week," in the middle of the week, after 3.5 years, because if 1 week, which has 7 days in it, 1 day for a year, that means 7 years. If it's in the middle of the week, that means half of 7 is 3.5. So in the midst of the week, after 3.5 years of this covenant, "he shall cause the sacrifice and the offering to cease. And on the corner of the altar, he shall set up abominations that bring desolation." Now let's drop down to verses 11 through 12, because we saw that in the middle of the week, after 3.5 years of this 7-year covenant, he breaks off this covenant and he does something. He causes the sacrifice and the offering to cease. The same pattern that we've seen as in Nebuchadnezzar and also Titus and also, in fact, Antiochus Epiphanes, where all of them caused the sacrifices and the offerings to cease. This future abomination of desolation is also going to do the same thing. He's going to cause the sacrifices and offering to cease. So in verse 12 now, it says, "And from the time," and this is Daniel chapter 12. This is Daniel chapter 12. We were reading in Daniel chapter 9, but now we're reading in Daniel chapter 12. So in Daniel chapter 12, verses 11 through 12, it says, "And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that makes desolate is set up, there shall be 1290 days. So first of all, I have to ask you the question. In Daniel 9, verse 27, it said that in the midst of the week, which is 3.5 years, he shall cause the sacrifice and the offering to cease. 3.5 years is actually 1260 days. 3.5 years is 1260 days. But when we get to Daniel chapter 12 and verse 11 and 12, it says, "From the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away and the abomination that makes desolate set up, there shall be 1290 days." So 1290 is more than 1260. what is the meaning of this when it says, from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that makes desolate set up, there shall be 1290 days. Well, before I answer that, let's read the rest of it. It says, blessed is he who waits and comes to the 1335 days. Oh, your head is probably spinning with all these numbers. Let me try to make it simple. All right, what happens at the 1335 day demarcation point? And you have to think about this as something going from left to right, this chart going from left to right. On the left hand side, if you put down a number, 1335, and then right above that put the word flee, at 1335 days, which is the starting point to our countdown to zero, alright, you put the word flee. That's when we should flee, because we see this abomination of desolation actually set up. We see Jerusalem being compassed with armies, and so we know that this abomination of desolation is going to be set up. Then, at 1290 days, you have the daily sacrifice stopping, and you have the abomination of desolation set up. Then, at 1260 days, you have the great tribulation that starts. So that's what it's talking about in Daniel chapter 9 and verse 27, where it says that he shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week. That's for 7 years he confirms this covenant. And then in the middle of the week, 3.5 years into this 7 year period of time, so after 3.5 years have transpired, he's going to cause the sacrifice and the offering to cease. And he's going to set up the abomination of desolation. Then what happens for the next 3.5 years is the great tribulation. All right, so you have 3.5 years in which there is peace, and then you have 3.5 years in which there is war, the great tribulation. That's what it means in Daniel chapter 12 and verses 11 through 12, where it talks about that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and abomination that makes desolate is set up. So now there's another place in the scripture where it talks about the 3.5 year period of time, and that's in Revelation chapter 13 and verses 1 through 8. But because we're out of time, we're going to have to pick back up on this on our next program. That's going to be Revelation chapter 13 and verses 1 through 8, because I want to really thoroughly expound this truth about the future abomination of desolation that is set up, which precedes the great tribulation. You want to make sure that you recognize this abomination of desolation so that you can flee before the great tribulation begins. It is extremely, extremely interesting that during the second abomination of desolation, which occurred at the hands of Titus, that what happened was in 66 AD, Cestius Gallus, actually, and he was the general at the time of the Roman army, he brought his armies against Jerusalem, and he was about to destroy it, but he stopped because other things were going on, and it wasn't until 4 years later that Titus came along and actually destroyed Jerusalem and the temple. And during that 4 year period of time, God's people, because they recognized what Jesus had said, that when you see the armies compassing Jerusalem, you better flee, because they recognized that this was a fulfillment of what Jesus was saying, they fled, and they did not from the great tribulation. And so you want to, again, make sure that you understand the scriptures so that when you see the abomination of desolation set up, you will flee. Therefore, you will not have to go through the great tribulation.